Welcome to In the Loop, an ongoing podcast for parents and families of Virginia Tech students. I'm Gabrielle Minnick with University Relations, and with me today is Chris Wise. Chris is an Assistant Vice President for Student Affairs in charge of health and wellness. Thanks for coming in today, Chris, and let's just start right off with sort of what are our goals in terms of student health and wellness, and what resources do we have to put towards those goals?
So what are our goals for student health and wellness? I think we all know that being healthy and having a good well-being in your life is a path towards being successful. And on campus here, what we want is students to be successful in their academic areas. Obviously, we want them to be successful after they leave here and in gaining jobs and all those types of things. But health and wellness is one of the avenues that students need to be aware of to have success on campus. And oftentimes, people think about health and wellness in a physical kind of connotation or whatever, but you know, there's all sorts of wellness. There's social well-being that's important on this campus. There's physical well-being, obviously. There's mental health wellness issues that we want to be there to support folks with. And then just a lot of college life type issues that we support through our health education and student well-being office. Things like proper sleep habits and alcohol and drug prevention and intervention and you know, just a variety of things that relate to a student being healthy while they're on campus, which provides them an opportunity to be successful in their academic areas and in their future. So the resources that we have on campus are five departments that do report through me. We have the Services for Students with Disabilities department. We have the Cook Counseling Center. We have the Schiffert Health Center. We have a new department that's a combination that's called Health Education and Student Wellbeing, and that's a combination of our health education folks and our Campus Alcohol Prevention Center. And then the last department's the one that I've been working with the most, and that's the Department of Recreational Sports. So those five work together in a collaborative effort to try to help students' well-being and provide the resources that they need to be healthy on campus. I think the most important thing for parents to know right now is that we do have the type of support services on campus that are very specialized for a variety of needs. Again, our SSD department, there are a lot of students who come to Virginia Tech who have been tested that might have a disability that's known up front. So those parents should go ahead and reach out to Virginia Tech, to our SSD department, and talk about those kind of things and what services we have. But we also have students who come here who have never been tested maybe for some of the learning type disabilities. And in high school, they're fine with their support system at home, with their parents, their family. They've lived there for a long time. They feel very comfortable. And then they get to Tech and it's a little bit of a different study habits that you need and some different things. And they might then realize that, hey, I'm not doing as well as I did in high school. And they start to realize maybe there is something. And so they can come in and be tested. And quite often, probably about 50% of the folks that we see in SSD actually are tested for the first time while they're here at Virginia Tech. So I would advise parents to use that service to find out if that might be what's going on. Our counseling center, I mean, students come under a lot of stress and anxiety when they come away to school. And, you know, a lot of people think it's going to be that very first week of classes. And the reality of it is the information shows us it's not. That first week, 2 weeks, it's kind of like a trip. It's kind of like it's not permanent yet. Then you get into week 4 and 5, and sometimes that's when you begin to see a student begin to develop some anxiety issues, begin to have some sleep issues. Maybe they haven't adapted well to being on their own. And those are times that you would see either our health education department or come see our Cook Counseling Center in a very preventative kind of intervening way and not feel like that, you know, this is only for students who have kind of severe issues going on, because the Cook Counseling Center and our health education folks are wonderful with people that have those types of issues. So I think my thing to parents is reach out to us. Understand that these services are here, just like what your child may have had in the past, or understand that there are services that maybe your child hasn't needed that are here and you should explore them if the time comes.
One other thing you guys do, I know it's sort of more of a high, I guess, a high profile kind of thing, is that you have so much fun in rec sports. I think that sometimes families and parents may not know the multiple kinds of ways students can have fun outside the classroom here at Virginia Tech. Your intramural program is second to none, and you have just awesome facilities and awesome competitions, fun things like Battleship. It's just amazing the kinds of things that you guys have for the students. Water polo, I don't know, all kinds of crazy stuff.
Now, in the world of rec sports, we like to feel like that we have something for everyone. And So a lot of students come to Virginia Tech or come to college anywhere that have been involved in maybe youth sports programs, maybe in their local Y or their local community center. They may have been a swimmer somewhere. They may have been whatever. What we hope is that students who have that as a part of who they are as a young person can continue to do that when they get on campus. And so we really do try to offer something for everyone. We do have competitive intramural sports. We know there are people that want to compete. That's a part of who they are, and we offer that to them.
They want that shirt.
They want that T-shirt that you get for winning. We have a higher level of competition called our sports clubs, and we have a lot of parents that ask us right away about our sports clubs because their children are passionate about a specific sport, and so we offer that here. But yet we have students who come in that maybe have never even heard of group exercise or Les Mills body pump or yoga or whatever it might be, and we try to show them that early. And so that they want to explore that. They want to see, is that something that we can do? And for one, it's great exercise, all of these type programs. For two, it's a stress relief. And when a student is struggling academically or with a particular week worth of test or whatever, we really encourage them to come in and use our facility and to use some of our programs. It's an unbelievable stress relief. It can provide just that extra that you need to get through that week or to get through that day, to get through that test, whichever it may be. And so we really do encourage people to do it. But our rec program, and particularly our intramural program and our group exercise program, are widely known on campus. We have 30,000 students here on campus, and we have about 75% to 78% of students on campus that participate in some part of our recreation program. And I think that speaks volumes to the type of environment that we have on campus, and even our faculty and staff. It's an active campus. You see people biking, you see people walking, you see people involved in a lot of different areas. And so our students pick up on that, and it's definitely a fun place to be. It's an exciting building in McComas. War Memorial is also offered. We've just put brand new artificial turf fields in for our intramural sports, and people are loving those. So I think our facilities are right up there with some of the top that are offered in the recreation world, and I hope that students who come here will take the time to enjoy them.
Well, I think they are, and I think the proof is on the record, because tell us about the award that Virginia Tech recently won.
Yeah, so MSN and Active Times have just recently named Virginia Tech the fittest college campus, and that is the second time in the last 3 years we actually were named that 2 years back. We slipped a few spots last year. Not sure how that happened, but we picked it back up this year, and we were named that. And a lot of people might think that just, you know, they hear fittest college campus and their first thought is physical fitness or whatever, and certainly we have a lot of physically fit people, but they use a lot to figure out that award. They use one of the social media sites, I think it's Niche, that students speak to about their experience. And so they've taken some quotes from students at Virginia Tech that talk about how happy they are here and how their life's here. They use some of the Princeton Review stuff that talks about our dining halls being number one and having nutrition programs and having sustainable dining programs. They take that into information. They do look at our rec facilities, and they do look at our recreation programs, which are wide-reaching, as I explained earlier. They look at our varsity athletic program. They look at our core, which is a very active population on campus. And when they take all that in consideration, and they look around the country or whatever, they make a decision on who they think has the fittest, most active type campus. And, you know, we're pretty proud that 2 years out of the three that they've named this, Virginia Tech has been named that. But I tell you, if you're on this campus, you know, even for a day as a visitor, or if you're on this campus as a student, it's hard not to see physical activity. It's hard not to see people moving around, people with smiles on their faces, people that enjoy, again, that kind of out of classroom environment that student affairs and that, you know, our health and wellness areas present to students. And so we're very proud of it. And it's not just a recreational sports award. It really is a collaborative award from a lot of areas in student affairs. And you know, we're all proud of that award. And I hope that we'll continue it and we won't slip back next year, but we'll see how that goes. But we're going to enjoy it while we're at the top.
When, you know, the metrics on to make sure that your programs are working, you've got the feedback from students who are here right now. But what about the residual effect sort of your program? How do you go about trying to assess how it affects people, you know, past graduation day?
Sometimes that's tough to assess for a department, but I will tell you that there's been a study that's just recently been released by the Gallup-Purdue Index Report, and it's a partnership that we're doing with Virginia Tech now, and it's called Great Jobs, Great Lives, and it identifies five well-being areas that it measures, and it's purposed well-being, it's social well-being, financial well-being, community well-being, and again, physical well-being. And our results in this Gallup survey that we've just gotten back really are terrific from our alums. You know, we are higher than most of our chef peers. We're higher than most of our peers in the state of Virginia. And you know, it's nice to know that our alumni are thriving in their lives. It's great to have this partnership with Gallup to kind of reinforce that for us. But yet it also gives us some goals that we want to reach going forward. And so, yeah, it's a great assessment for us. I hope we continue to use it. And I would encourage people to take a time to look at the Gallup-Purdue Index Virginia Tech report that's entitled Great Jobs, Great Lives.
Thanks so much, Chris, for coming in and sharing the information about what a comprehensive program student health and wellness is here at Virginia Tech. And we really are excited for parents and families to learn about that and to share it with their students. This has been In the Loop, an ongoing podcast for parents and families of Virginia Tech students. I'm Gabrielle Minnick. Thanks for listening.